On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning came a new smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she chooses.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Yes, it is. Don't argue with me. I'm not in the mood. Well, this is the Tuesday show. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it Tuesday just last week? It's coming up a lot these days. When someone comes up to me and says, Ron, have a happy Tuesday, my response is, again? I just did that. I love it when people say to me, have a nice day. It's almost like they're allowing me now to do that. I want you to have a nice day. Okay, thank you. People are so interested in me having a nice day. It's ingratiating in a way. I don't think they really care. I just use the words U2 all the time, not the rock band, but Y-O-U-T-O-O, U2. No matter what anybody says to me, I just say U2 right back to them, and it sounds like I'm in the conversation, but I'm really not. I'm just like letting it go on without my involvement. Have a nice day. Yeah, you too. hey, Ron, you're looking good today. Yeah, you too. It's wonderful. It's just so simple. I have allergies every day of my life. This is getting very tiresome. I can understand waking up with allergies here and there, but every day, come on, that's a bit much. Enough with the allergy thing. I love trees, but man, what they do to me with the pollen. And then the grass. Grass has got pollen. Everything's got pollen. I think people got pollen. I know for a fact that I'm allergic to people. And I don't mean that in a actual human condition manner. I just mean it psychologically. You know what's odd? I still, when I'm walking down the street, seeing people gather in places, or I go to the movies or something, or to a restaurant, I still, every once in a while, just look at it and go, whoa, remember the time where you couldn't do that and everybody had to wear masks and we were so concerned about dying instantaneous. That's what it was at the beginning of the COVID thing. It was like, well, if I get it, I'm going to die. People's parents were dying left and right. I mean, it was a real thing. It wasn't just a manufactured thing. Oh, it's just like the flu. It's not a big deal. Oh really? Okay. Check the morgue, why don't you? Yeah, it was scary shit. It really was. There was nothing on the shelves. I wonder, like, when am I going to wipe my ass with? They're out of toilet paper, like, for 6 months now. That's all humans care about. What am I going to wipe my ass with if there's no toilet paper? I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line, isn't it? Well, we don't have any water. No, it's okay, but how am I going to wipe my ass without toilet paper? Oh, you're right. So every once in a while, I just marvel. I just like watch and go, whoa, that is actually kind of over now. We actually survived that. And yet I have not seen one person walking the streets, in the mall, anything, wearing a t-shirt that says, I survived the COVID thing. You'd figure everybody would be wearing that t-shirt. It would be so popular. Not one, because we all just want to forget that thing. My parents lived through the Depression. I lived through COVID. The Depression wouldn't kill you, but it was certainly very depressing. COVID, that was like going to wipe out the planet at a point. Anyway, that's not the case anymore. There's one facet of COVID that just hung on, and it was kind of around before, but now it's more prevalent, and I don't understand it. Ron, what are you talking about? Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Eating outside in the street. When there was the COVID, people couldn't eat inside. They didn't want to. So they started setting up little cement roadblocks in the street, cutting the streets down by Elaine. Elaine wasn't the name of the girl. I mean, by Elaine in the streets, and putting tables out there and chairs so people could eat outside at the restaurant, and that would be more, COVID defiant. Well, they kept that up. I remember going to New York City toward the end of the COVID thing when I was invited down to see the late show there with Colbert. I did not enjoy it, but anyway, so I go down there because I was invited, and I figured, yeah, go. Sounds like fun. And it was part of the COVID thing, and everybody in the audience had to wear masks and all that kind of stuff. Everybody looked like they were about to rob a bank or a stagecoach. So went to eat outside, I had to eat outside, and they had things set up in the street so you could eat outside, tables and chairs. In New York City, that's not the cleanest place to eat. The streets are, I remember seeing garbage piles on the side of the street just on the other side of this restaurant table. And here I'm eating outside. I'm eating Thai food outside. It's a Thai restaurant in the street. It was loud. It was smelly. There was garbage all over the place. I mean, not the kind of place I'd want to eat. But they still do this in cities, basically, and in some towns. They have things set up. They take them part of the parking lot, and they made it outside dining. And every time I say to myself, why the hell am I eating my dinner in the street? What's going on here? Am I homeless? What is this? And as I'm sitting there trying to enjoy my meal, cars are wishing by just on the other side of the barrier. So I'm enjoying a $30 steak with exhaust fumes passing me every 2 seconds. Cars honking. Oh, this is lovely. Isn't it lovely to eat outside? No, it's not. But it's al fresco, Ron. I don't know who Al is, and I don't know him. But this is ridiculous. This fresco thing means you're eating in the open air. Yeah, the open air where there's car exhaust fumes. You know, restaurants go out of their way to decorate the restaurants inside to make them very pleasant, play some soft music, soft lighting. Would you care to eat outside in the traffic? Oh, give me the table near the traffic, please. I want a view of the cars passing by only 3 feet away from me as I enjoy my $30 steak. I'm eating al fresco. All right, whatever floats your boat. So I'm seeing people eating like in the street, you know, at a table and chairs, and they're sitting at the curb. So like, don't you realize that's where cars are with traffic? I mean, what the hell? A car makes a little bit of a miscalculation and they're going to mow you down in the middle of your steak. No, not for me. As I've said on previous shows, I don't even understand the concept of eating out anyway. And I'm not talking about outside. I'm talking about going to a restaurant. I don't understand that concept while I would want to chew my food amongst hundreds of other people. Takeout used to be fun. Get up off your ass, drive down to the restaurant, pick up the food and go home and eat it if that's what you want to do. Now, you know what? I'm lazy. I'm going to call Grubhub, which again is the most disgusting name for a food delivery service. Grub are those little wormy things that live underneath your grass. I mean, seriously, can you rename that, please? They have these food delivery services so that, I am so busy, I cannot even go get the food. I must have everything delivered to me. Now, I understand Amazon because they have stuff that they don't have in the stores. And you can shop online, and some people have orgasms doing that. I don't know. I don't. I enjoy going to stores and stuff, but some people don't. I get that. So it's not the delivery of Amazon. It's the fact that you can get anything you want. But delivering food to your house? Come on. If you can't get up off your ass and pick up the food, then you shouldn't be eating it. Do you know there were hunter-gatherers before there were restaurants or even humans? People had to go out and get their food by picking it out of the field or shooting animals, which I don't particularly care for. People had to fish. They had to stand in the streams and fish for fish. That's interesting. The name of the thing is actually the verb as well. I'm going to have some fish today. How are you going to get it? I'm going to fish for the fish. Wow. It's a lot of very specific with your nouns and your verbs. It's even an adjective. You know, this fish tastes fishy. That's fishy fish that I had to fish for. Hey, when you fish for your fish, it's going to be fishy. What the hell am I doing here? Anyway, that's a whole nother show about how lazy human beings have become. Thank you very much, AI and technology, for turning us into fat slobs that don't want to move our ass at all. You know, I walked 5,000 steps today. If you have to count how many steps you walked, something's wrong. Something's really wrong. You're reaching for something here that ain't happening. I did 5,000 steps. What do you want, a medal? Actually, yes, I do. On my little app, if I walk more than 5,000 steps, I get a little badge. Where do you wear it? No, it's on the phone. It's on the phone. It's on the app. Wow. Wow. What an achievement you have made. You've stepped a lot. Nice. Good for you. Man, we need to be healthier. You know what you need? A little bit of a health scare where the doctor says to you, you know, you got to start eating healthy now because otherwise your condition is going to get worse. That's what we need. I wouldn't say pray to have a condition where you have to eat healthy, but I am saying it don't hurt. Actually, my guest today really believes in eating healthy and has formed a company that is actually quite incredible. And we're going to talk to our guest momentarily. It should be a fascinating situation. I am eating spinach every single day. That's what I've decided. Here's what happens in life. Listen to me very carefully. Drop what you're doing and listen to me because I'm going to tell you something. You spend 3/4 of your life eating like crap. Fast foods, sugars, ice creams, snacks, smoking cigarettes, drinking booze. You're just disgusting. Eating like red meat, fatty meat, dumping cholesterol into your veins and your arteries. 3/4 of your life. Then all of a sudden, you say to yourself, I know that I'm an idiot. Now I've got to eat healthy. And that's what your doctor tells you. And then you spend the last quarter of your life eating healthy. That's the way it goes, babe. That's the progression. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm eating spinach every day because I know that spinach is great for everything in my body. I'm starting to, you know that Google machine there? I'm starting to use it. I'm looking stuff up to see how I can be healthier. And everything that I must do is contrary to the simplicities that technology has afforded to us. Let me tell you, when I was a tiny, tiny little child, they had just invented remotes for the television. I was my father's remote control. My father would say, "Ron, get up and change your channel there for me, will you?" And I would turn that knob. There were only like 7 or 8 channels to choose from. Yeah, I was born in 23 BC. Now with the remote, I don't even have to get up. Nothing. I just sit there and they take me away without me moving my ass at all. We got to start moving our asses again. You know, people in cities are probably a lot healthier than those of us that live in suburbs because we drive everywhere. The only exercise we get is walking from the car to the front of the store. I park as far away from the store as possible so I can walk at least a little bit more in those situations. In the city, you're walking all over the place. Everything's fairly nearby, but you're walking everywhere. And in some buildings, I have friends in Brooklyn. Well, friends, quote unquote. In Brooklyn, they live in what they call walk-ups. No elevator. They're brownstones. That's the name of the building. Or type of building. There are no elevators. Third floor, you're walking up 3 flights of stairs, up and down all day. You know what? That's healthy. Can't do it at a certain age anymore. I get that. But that's healthy. Move your body? No, move your ass. It's your ass that's the problem. That's the thing that's sitting in the chair that wants to sit down. Your body's fine. You can do all kinds of movements in your chair if you really feel like it. It's your ass that isn't getting anywhere. That's just parking itself for the whole day. Kids, don't wait until you're older to eat healthy when your conditions are going to start materializing and then it's going to be kind of too late. It's never too late, but you know what I'm saying. The smart person, and if I could do it all over again, I would have started eating healthy probably in my 30s or at least my 40s. I would have realized that, wow, I can ward off some of these problems. Because you know, when you get older, the body starts breaking down. Doesn't break down as fast if you've been eating healthy. If you've been abusing your body's saying, okay, now it's your turn to suffer. And that's where it's at. Look, I'm not, I didn't come down from the mountain. I'm not a soothsayer. I'm not a miracle man, although in my mind I may be. I know Trump thinks he is. But I've learned various things throughout my life, and I'm imparting them upon you. Now, you impart something upon me. Don't have anything? That's fine, because I've got this for you. And then my guest joins us.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make your placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Leslie Zinn is here. She's an interesting person. She's the owner of Arden's Garden, which sounds really nice, and I think we're going to learn about this today. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
You know, if I do a lot of interviews, and I do, a lot of it is based on health and all these new health technologies, and plant-based seems to be the key word these days. And in every single situation where you have a medical interview, they always say, look, the first thing is eat healthy and your condition will go away or it'll get better. Or, I mean, everything's based on eating healthy. And I guess you certainly picked up on this, Leslie.
Yeah, well, I did pick up on it, but we've been around since 1995.
Yeah.
So this is not a new thing for me or for what we make, but plant-based has gained a ton of popularity, but mostly because it just works.
It does, more than ever. there's no question about it. I assume that through the years, through the decades, you've tweaked the product accordingly.
We've always been plant-based.
Yeah.
So the company's Arden's Garden because my mother is Arden.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was a health nut way before people were being
really
healthy. So,
wow.
Oh, yes. Back in the 70s, she was feeding my brother and I the grossest combinations of juices and smoothies. So, yeah, this is not new for her or for us, but And really, our product hasn't changed all that much over the years. We've just added more, rainbow colors because we learned about polyphenols and stuff like that. So
See, that's what I'm talking about. Because when it was introduced back then, people shied away from it, saying this doesn't taste like the junk food that I'm used to, and it was like, ugh. And now it hasn't changed that much, according to you, but yet now people are saying, this is good, tastes good, this is good. I mean, did people change? Well, I mean, what happened?
Okay, I think that people's health changed.
Yeah.
You know, our food got so unhealthy that, we started feeling the sickness that comes along with processed foods.
Yeah.
And now we're the sickest country. And so people are willing to try new things. And the cool thing about plant-based foods and our bodies, number one, our bodies are incredible machines. They want to heal organically.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give it good nutrients, it'll start healing immediately. And over, let's say, 3 to 7 days, you'll feel incredibly better if you're putting much better nutrition in. So I think that it came from a lot of things of people just feeling so sick for so long that they were willing to make a change. And the other thing is, our taste buds regenerate every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to hang in there for a couple weeks, things that maybe didn't taste so great to you because we're hypersensitive to salt and sugar and oil and all those things, they'll taste great in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I was told to go on a salt-free diet because of high blood pressure, which is under control now. So I didn't eat any salted products for about 3 weeks at least. And then I went to a restaurant and I couldn't eat the food. And my wife said to me, "What's the matter?" I said, "This is too salty." She said, "That's not salty at all." Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
My taste buds have changed.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Answer me this. I mean, is it the mentality of a lot of people where I'm going to have a really healthy plant-based juice for breakfast, and then for lunch they have a couple of Big Macs and fries, and they think, okay, now I'm healthy?
I think a lot of people do that, but that's okay. Just little bitty steps.
Really?
If you start with just a plant-based breakfast and then you go, eat whatever you want for lunch and dinner, then you're at least getting breakfast in there. But as we start to improve or start to feel healthier, our bodies do crave healthier things. The same is true, though, unfortunately, even more so. When we eat processed food, our bodies want that sugar and salt. Yeah. We just really want it. So if you're able to take little steps and do a breakfast and maybe add in a lunch, I think that you're going to see some real health benefits.
How does Arden's Garden compare to V8 juice? And I use that because that was the healthy thing back when I was growing up. Oh, my God, eight vegetables, drink this, now I'm good. Loaded with sodium, my God, like 1,000 milligrams of sodium.
Have you ever had low sodium V8?
Yes, I have, and at first I couldn't tolerate it, and then
it's terrible.
Yeah, cardboard.
It's absolutely terrible. No, so our products don't taste anything like V8 whatsoever.
Good.
And we don't even make a tomato juice. Tomato is very acidic. It's not an easy juice to make. No, our juices taste nothing like V8, but we have some combinations that taste delicious, and then we have some combinations that don't taste so delicious, but they just give incredible health benefits.
If you eat properly and drink properly, vitamins more effective than taking the nutrients vitamin wise, because a lot of people think that I can pop the pills of vitamins and I don't have to go through that. Not the case. Is that right?
Not the case whatsoever. I think people that take a lot of vitamins just have very expensive urine. really, you should be getting the bulk of your nutrients from your food, for sure. Fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and seeds, you are good to go.
Okay, now we're not talking about going vegan necessarily, or are we?
Well, if you want my opinion, I mean, I think 100% plant-based is the way to go, but it's not the way for everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go plant-forward, that's great. You want to keep meat in your diet or fish or chicken, whatever your preference is. Everyone has to make their own choices, but we need to add more fiber into our diet for sure. We need to have more plants in it. We need to eat unprocessed foods.
Do you find that drinking the product, the plant-based foods, that they actually somewhat suppress the appetite as well?
I don't think they suppress your appetite. I just think that when you
do, you feel full,
nourish your body.
Yeah,
you don't crave things.
Okay, that's all I'm going for. Yeah, that's what I want.
You know.
Yeah.
So you're not, these are not, you don't wake up in the morning and say, oh God, I'm craving some broccoli today. But I do wake up and I see a donut and I immediately, my mouth starts to water and I say, oh, I want this, because that's craveability.
Yeah.
So I think that you don't suffer that warfare in your mind and your body when you're eating a plant forward diet or you're drinking juices and smoothies. It's just a much more relaxed existence.
Do you have on the website, for example? I haven't been to the website. Do you have suggestions as to how to alter your lifestyle accordingly?
We do provide some blogs and stuff about how to get nutrition. For example, talking about berries. So berries are some of the most nutritious foods on the planet. Cruciferous vegetables are. They're powerhouses. Mm-hmm. They're just powerhouses. Like, we just came out with this new smoothie called two new smoothies. One is the cruciferous cabbage smoothie and one is the Kalinator. Mm-hmm. And they basically are cruciferous vegetables with berries, a little bit of banana and flaxseed and water. And so they're not super sweet, but they're good, but they're just nutrition powerhouses. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to make it easy for people to be healthy, because it's not easy.
Right. And again, there's a difference between sugar and natural sugar.
Right. There's no added sugar.
Right.
It's only the sugar that naturally occurs in the berries and the banana.
Yeah. I mean, we're reaching this medical pinnacle in our lives where sugar, stay away from it. Salt, no good. Fat, no, that's going to build up cholesterol. No. I mean, it's like everywhere you turn, that's not good anymore. When I was a kid, we used to go to the restaurant and just suck on the sugar cubes for the coffee. Really, I don't. It was weird.
I remember. I agree. But the thing is that the food that we eat now is so supplemented mm-hmm. with sugar and salt that it doesn't need. But the companies that make it, they know that we have, it's called the craveability factor.
Yes, yes, of course.
So they know that if they hit this certain bliss point,
of course,
we will keep buying it over and over. So when we were kids, these foods weren't so prominent. So we weren't having them on a daily basis. Now, if you don't have something processed in a day, it's unusual.
Right. I remember saccharin. Remember that?
Yes.
My God. And it's gotten even worse.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Okay. How do we get involved here? How if one were saying, yeah, I'm going to try this. Is this available online in stores? How does this work?
Sure. So we're available online, across the country. Mm-hmm. We also have a fairly decent presence in the Southeast. So if you're located in the Southeast, mm-hmm. you can get our products all over the place. And if you're located in Atlanta, Georgia, we are saturated. We have 16 of our own stores in Atlanta where we have plant-based foods. Mm-hmm. We have juices and smoothies, functional shots, all mm-hmm. sorts of things that help make it easy and accessible for people to be healthy.
Wow. California and New York would like to get in on this.
We'll be there.
Okay, cool. All right. The website, how we get in touch?
Yes. www.ardensgarden.com. Please visit us, and we'd love to see you.
Perfect. Leslie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for the information. Well, that'll do it for me today. Wow, what a great guest. I'm serious. That's cool stuff. All right. I'm out of time for today. I have no more time to give you. But I will be back tomorrow with a brand new program. Until that time arrives, have a nice day, you too, and I wish you peace.